The military. Today we're going to hit you in the head with a lead pipe. Outstanding. That's right. If you have a piece of paper, if you don't, let me know and I'll give you one. This is like, I don't have one. This is like, I don't have one. No. Does everybody have a sheet of paper? Come on, don't be shy. There'll be a test later. This is like a job, isn't it? Everybody have a sheet of paper? Everybody have a writing instrument? A pen will work. Lord help us. Magic marker. Stick your finger with a pen. Remember, if you ever go to that church, okay? Does everybody have a piece of paper and something to write with? Now, at the top of your paper, write down things to do. This is like a to-do list. Anybody ever make a to-do list? Most of us have made one, right? What did you put down as the first thing you put down on your to-do list? Something you want to do last or something you want to do first? Usually on our to-do list, we might have four or five things, but sometimes the only thing we get done is what's at the top, right? Right? All right, since you got this written down or wrote down or however you, what kind of English you want to use, things to do, go to Proverbs chapter 20, please. Proverbs chapter 20. I'm going to try to give you tonight, Lord willing, some things to do as a Christian. Now, after you make this list, you can rearrange the things to do in any order that you want, but I would recommend, I would encourage you, I would exhort you to try on a daily basis to do one of those things on your to-do list. Have I made myself clear? Do I need to explain that anymore? I mean, I want you to get this, okay? All right. Proverbs chapter 20, Proverbs chapter 20, I know most of you have Proverbs memorized by now, but Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 11. This is for adults and children both. But in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 11, it says, "Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray this night that you would be a burden to each one of us, that you would give us a burden, that we would become doers of the word and not hearers only. Lord, as we go through this list of things to do, I pray that you'd move in the hearts of the congregation, move in the hearts of the man behind the pulpit. Help me, Lord, and help them to have a desire to do what you'd have us to do with a willing mind and a good attitude. Help us, Lord. And I pray all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Even a child is known by his... You know, and that's true, isn't it? You know if a child's doing right, right? All right, go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. For you people that have the Spanish Bible, that would be Santiago capítulo 4. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse number 17. James chapter 4, verse number 17, the Bible says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Now, when you get a chance later on, somewhere on that page of things to do, in fact, maybe right under things to do, copy that verse. So when you look at things to do and you know you're supposed to do something, do it. Because to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Right? And I know that our sins can be forgiven, but you know what sometimes we forget to do? We forget to confess the sin that we knew what to do and we didn't do it. Because the Bible's real clear here. If you know what to do and you don't do it, well, what is it? It's sin. So, Ephesians chapter 6. Let's look at some things to do. How many of you know what to do? A lot of volunteers here. I can see that right now. I'm not going to ask you to stand up and tell us what it is. I'm just going to show you. And maybe you didn't know this is what you're supposed to do. But according to the Scriptures, this is what we're supposed to do. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5, 6, 7, and 8. The Bible says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. If you work for somebody, right, be obedient to them. If you live in America, be obedient to America. Right? You live in Alabama, be obedient to Alabama. You live with your mom and dad, be obedient. They're difficult, Pastor, difficult. Be obedient to your mom, right? You live in a boy's home. Well, servants, are you a servant? Well, who's your master? Starts with a J, right? Are we bought with a price? So we're servants, right? Okay. Servants, be obedient to your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatever good thing a man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. So, if you do what's good, if you do the things that you're supposed to do, you know what the Lord will do? He'll reward you for it. How many of you like the Lord to do good things to you? Well, then here's what you do. Right? Colossians chapter 3. Something else to do, things to do. I cannot possibly cover them all, even if I was to stay here and preach every night for the rest of the year and next year and the year after that. But I can give you an indication of a beginning of things to do. We should, listen now, this is probably one of the most important things that I'll say while I'm here. As Christians, we should try doing the simple things first, because you will always be successful. Right? So let's go by what the Scriptures say and be obedient. Colossians chapter 3, start in verse number 22. Servants, look at this again, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Have we heard that before? I wonder why the Lord keeps repeating things to us. Maybe we didn't understand the first time, right? But continue on here. Verse 23, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. I can tell you right now how to be a success in the workplace. Don't work for your boss. Work for the Lord. You'll always do your best when you're working for the Lord. In fact, I can tell you from personal experience, they will tell you not to do extra. Oh, you don't have to do that. Yeah, I know, but I want to. And I don't tell them that, but in my mind I'm saying, I'm not working for you. I'm working for Him. And He wants me to give you my best. Because that's what He gave me. And I didn't deserve it. Right? You know what He's given you, brothers and sisters in Christ? His best. And He continues to give you His best. It's never second best with the Lord. It's always top of the line, 100% perfect. That's what He does for us. And we are sometimes slack in our serving of the Lord. Things to do? Well, let's do things for the Lord. How's that? 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Just some simple things. What are we supposed to do? Well, what have you put down on your to-do list so far? Anything? Well, I would, if it was me, just because of the couple verses we read so far, I would put down, serve the Lord. And then you can figure out whatever that means to you, because it will mean something different to each one of us. We, each one of us, in our own Christianity, in our own walk with the Lord, in our own fellowship with God, you know what we have? We have something that we can do for Him that is individual. Each one of you have something you can give God that no one else can give Him. Maybe it's just a little bit of your time. Maybe it's a little bit of your trust. A little bit of your faith. And listen, please, start with this. Start with a little bit. Don't go hog wild all at once. It's not a sprint. Christianity is not a sprint. It's a marathon. Amen, sir. Right? It's a fight. You're not going to knock them out in the first round. This is a 15-round championship bout. And listen, even if you get knocked down and knocked out, you're still going to be the winner. Right? 1 Timothy chapter 2, look at verses 1, 2, and 3. The Bible says, I exhort therefore that, first of all, how many of you in this room understand what first of all means? What do you think first of all means? Like if you wake up in the morning, what should you do? Well, first of all, I mean, right? Well, here's what it says. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all my friends. All the people I like. What's it say? All men, right? How many of you prayed for your worst enemy this morning? Is this still on? Well, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And it goes even farther. For kings and for all that are in authority. Now, why would God ask you to do that? Here's the reason. That we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Is that what it says? Well, I guess that's something to do, isn't it? On your to-do list, could you put down, pray for people I don't like? I wouldn't put that down. I'd put down, pray for everybody. Now, we can put an addendum on that prayer after we pray for the President of the United States, pray for the people that are in Iraq and Iran, pray for the Muslims and the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons, and, well, just go down the list. Pray for those in the military, those in prison. I mean, you could just go on and on and on, couldn't you? But please don't forget to pray for someone that you know is having a struggle, whether you like them or not, and especially maybe if you don't like them. Lord, help them. Be a blessing to them. Give them an encouragement. Do a mighty work in their life. And then let God figure out what the mighty work is going to be. Because He knows what it takes, doesn't He? Sometimes it's hard to do that, but that's what we're supposed to do, according to the Scriptures. Look at chapter 4, verse 12 in 1 Timothy. Chapter 4, verse 12. What are we supposed to do? Well, we're supposed to be a servant of the Lord. We're supposed to be someone that prays. I try to do this, although I don't always do it, but I try to do this, and I'm trying to convict myself to keep it up. But I have the churches that I go to are separated into two sections. One of the sections is the churches that I go to from January through June. That's one section. Another section is the churches that I go to from July through December. And when it comes to January through June, I try to pray on a daily basis for every church that I go to from January through June. I mentioned the pastor's name. Lord, help them and do a mighty work there. Bless them, Lord. Pray for them. And if there's something individually that's going on in that church, I try to remember to pray for someone that is sick or needs salvation or needs help. I pray for missionaries that I know, that basically the ones that I support or my wife and I support. And selling those tithes is one of the ways that we do that. All the money I get for tithes goes to missionaries. I think I started in 2001 or 2002, and I have given over, and this is not me, this is you, congregations around the United States, I've given over $45,000 to missions. I love to be a funnel for God's money. I just think that's great. And you know what happens when you buy a tie? And when those missionaries win some of them to Christ, you get a reward in heaven. I mean, think about that for a second. You know what's going to happen? We're going to be walking the streets of glory, and someone's going to come up and give us a big old kiss on the neck and say, "Thanks, brother. Thanks, sister. I don't even know you. Yeah, but you bought a tie, and that missionary helped me come to Christ. And I want to thank you for it." I mean, that's going to happen, right? And if you have a crown, you're going to get a little jewel to put in that crown. I mean, we're going to have some crowns up there that you'll just be so, I mean, they'll be gaudy. There's so many jewels on them. Throw it at the Savior's feet, right? What are we supposed to do? Well, we're supposed to serve God. Aren't we? Well, aren't we? What else are we supposed to do? Starts with a P. Has a ray in it. What is it? We're supposed to pray, right? What else are we supposed to do? 1 Timothy 4, verse number 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. Are you an example of the believers? And then it gives you a list on what to do, how to be an example. How many ever heard this expression? Well, he claims to be a Christian. She says she's a Christian, but his or her walk doesn't match their talk. Right? Well, let me ask you a question, Christian. How about your walk? Does it match your talk? Are you an example of a Christian? I don't know. I get to see you for what? A week, a year? How are you all those other 51 weeks? Are you an example of a Christian? The Lord knows. What are you supposed to do? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We talked about it before, but let's look at it now. Verse 22. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I will tell you something now that will help you tomorrow. I should have told you this on Wednesday, but this off. Because I use so much scripture, you ought to keep one hand at all times in the index if you don't know where every book of the Bible is. That way, when I tell you which book to go to, you can quickly look in the index and find out what page it's in and just turn there. Right? Either that or you could give me a copy of your Bible. And how many copies would I have? Let's see. I guess that wouldn't work. 1 Thessalonians, how many of you got that one so far? 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22. The Bible says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Right? Doesn't matter if it's evil, God wants you to abstain from all appearance of evil. I'll give you an example. There was a man one time who was a godly man, who was a preacher, was a good preacher. He got accused of smoking cigars. And the person that accused him swore up and down he saw him smoking a cigar. You know what he saw? This preacher was eating a Slim Jim. And he wasn't chewing, he just had it in his mouth. And so when this person drove by and he saw him in the car, he thought, well, he's smoking a cigar. Listen, I am not telling you to quit eating Slim Jims, please. I'm not telling you that. What I'm telling you is you got to be careful of what you're doing because there's somebody watching. And they're watching because they want you to make a mistake so they can blame you for it and justify themselves. That's why God is very adamant about this. Abstain from all appearance of evil. If you want to witness to someone who goes to the bar, wait till they come outside. Don't go in the bar to witness to them because someone sees you go in the bar, they have no clue what you're doing. Right? Now, that's not evil for you to want to witness to someone, right? But the appearance of you going into a bar, that might... Now, this just happened today. We stopped at a little gas station, didn't we? Right? And so we're going in there to get coffee and make sure the bathroom still works. I mean, that's what we do. When you get older, you got to go places and make sure the bathroom still works. Well, you'll understand that when you get older. Anyway. So as we're going in there, there's two doors. There's a door here and a door over here. Well, I'm like in what would be known as a hurry. Right? So I opened the door. What I didn't know was this was the door that had the liquor store right next to the gas station. So I opened the door and I look in there, and all I saw was bottles of liqueur. I'm sorry, ignorant oil.
Amen.
That's what we used to call it. You drink enough of it, you get ignorant. So that young man over there saw me, and that young man over there saw me, and they said, "Brother Dean, you don't need any of that." And I went to the next door and went into the gas station. And since I'm a lifetime member of the Plumbers Union, I went and checked the bathroom. Well, you'll get that later. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Romans chapter 14. Romans 14. Things to do, brothers and sisters in Christ. Things to do. Like I said, we can't cover them all. We can cover enough to keep us busy for at least a week, right? Now, I don't know what you want to do, but I would definitely take one of these things to do, and on a daily basis, on your list, make sure that you check that thing off, that you did that thing to do. And when it becomes a habit, you know what you'll have? You won't even have to have it on your to-do list. It's a habit. Wouldn't it be great, listen now, wouldn't it be great if we as Christians could become habitual Christians? Like, I don't even think about praying. I just pray. I've done it so many times. Right? I don't even have to talk myself into it anymore. It's like it's an automatic thing. It's like when you sneeze, your eyes close. It's automatic. You can't stop it. I know. It's a rabbit come by and I chased it. Romans 14, verse 16. The Bible says, "Let not then your good be evil spoken of." That's why we should abstain from all appearance of evil, right? Are we Christians? Are we? Then we shouldn't be doing wrong, should we? And sometimes I know that's hard, but, well, it says in Proverbs 1, verse 10, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm almost finished. No clapping, please. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's start in verse 29. The Bible says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." You want to write down something to do? That's a good one. If you don't have anything nice to say about somebody, what should you do? Be quiet, right? Here's a verse in the Bible. My brethren, talking to us, right? Be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Right? How many of you in this room have two ears? Go ahead, raise your hand. God knows who you are. Okay. How many of you only have one mouth? How many of you listen twice as much as you talk? Well, that's why God gave you two ears. Right? If He wanted you to talk more, He'd give you another mouth. There was an old man one time, a long time ago. His name was Benjamin Franklin. Anybody ever heard of Benjamin Franklin? Now, here's what Benjamin Franklin said. "It is better to remain silent and seem like you're a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt." Well, that's what he said, right? How many of you ever heard this one? "Well, that was a dumb thing to say." Right? This is the strangest thing about speech. Once you said it, you can't erase it. And if you want to get into trouble, say something negative about somebody and see how long they will hold that against you. Because I can imagine that each one of you are still aggravated at someone who said something that you didn't like years ago. And they have completely forgot about it. We got to be, hey, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. What are you supposed to do? Well, it says here, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. People should want to hear what you have to say. Why? Because you have kindness in your words. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. What are we supposed to do, Christians? We're supposed to watch what we say. Right? We're supposed to watch what we do. All right, now go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Just when you thought it was safe. 1 Peter chapter 2. This might keep you busy for a while, so I'm going to go slow. Things to do. The Bible says, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 1, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Is that what your Bible says? So what are things to do according to 1 Peter chapter 2? The first thing to do is lay aside all, and then write it down, malice and guile, hypocrisies, envies, and evil speaking. And then to go right along with that, then you're supposed to, things to do, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. You know where some of the best milk of the word is? Does anybody know? Anybody have a clue? Some of the best milk of the word is in the book of Psalms. You could, if you chose to do this and wanted to be a blessing to God and a blessing to others and a blessing to yourself, we want to keep it in that order, right? You could read Psalms every day along with your other Bible reading. But I would highly recommend Psalms. Now, if you want to do it like I do it and other Christians do it, read 5 Psalms every day. That way in 30 days, you will have read the entire book of Psalms. So you could make it through the entire book of Psalms 12 times a year. You know what you'll do? You'll grow thereby because you desire the sincere milk of the Word. You want to find out about God? Psalms. You want to find out how much He cares for you? Psalms. You want to find out that the blessings you can get from God? Psalms. You want comfort? You want strength? Psalms. You'll find out about the history of Christianity. You'll find out about the history of the Jews. What is it? Psalms. I'm just trying to help. Things to do, brothers and sisters of Christ. Things to do. We talked last night about how to think, right? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. How'd you do today? Well, that was a thing to do, right? How many of you thought about things that were true? Things that are honest? Things that are just? Things that are pure? Well, all right, last but not least, James chapter 1. James chapter 1. You know it, I know it, we all know it. Maybe we ought to write this down somewhere. But James chapter 1, verse 22. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You know what? I hear this all the time. Well, I'm a Bible believer. Okay. What are you doing about it? Right? Are you a Bible believer? Well, what are you doing about it? You know what I know for sure? If you've been coming to this church any length of time, you've heard the Word of God. You've heard of what to do. Right? Are you a doer of the Word or a hearer only? Heads bowed, eyes closed. Pastor?